super.
That's nice.
That's awesome.
Way to go. Neato, gang. I just want to give you a big hug.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka.
Well, for those of you listeners who are bugged that you haven't heard Evan Bray for a while, the good news is he'll be back in here on Monday on the Evan Bray Show. Brent Laux, happy to be filling in today. Bugs and Hugs right now. I got Stan patiently hanging on Melville Way. Stan, what's bugging you today?
Good morning. I'm on my way to Regina, and I happen to be listening to your radio station, and I heard you talking about the Ford block heater frustration that is going on.
Yep.
And I am one of those frustrated. I'm driving a 2025 Escape, and it's a 2-liter motor.
Yep.
And on my bill of sale was a charge of $875 for the block heater. When it got cold outside, I went looking for the cord, and there's no cord, and I ended up at the dealership in Yorkton, and I said, where's my block heater? And they said, oh, well, they're, like you mentioned on your program, that they are being remanufactured because the block hasn't got a proper opening for the block heater.
Yep.
I have talked to others, and they have said that the engine block comes from China. The block heater, or it's either the block heater, the block, or the heater. I walked around the showroom, and I saw another vehicle. It happened to be the small truck that Ford makes. And I asked the salesman, what size motor does this vehicle have? And he said, well, it's a 2-liter. I said, oh, can I see and I checked the bill of sale on the window, and the bill of sale had a charge for block heater, $875. We went to the front end of the truck, and he looked for about 3 minutes, and he said, well, there's no cord. Maybe it doesn't have a block heater. Subsequently, I talked to another purchaser of the 2-liter Ford 2025, and, they don't have a block heater, but they've been promised that as soon as they get the design done, they will be putting them in.
Right.
There has been no recall. There has been no identification. I'm wondering, I talked to a lawyer's secretary, and she said, this sounds like a lot of fun for my boss. Maybe we could do a Mr. Merchant mass whatever.
A class and action, yeah.
Class, exactly. And with this information put forth, I would be very, very interested in anybody else that has bought a 2025 Ford vehicle with a 2-liter motor. I would encourage them to look at their bill of sale, and the frustration of going to the parts department asking, when's this part coming in? It's getting cold in our corner of the province, Duck Mountain Provincial Park. And what do we do when it gets to be minus 35?
Yeah.
And okay, subsequently, what did I do? I took my own battery cover to the dealership, had them put it on, and guess what? They charged me labor for putting my own battery charger on my car that's supposed to have an $875 block heater installed, and I don't think there's going to be any.
Well, maybe
I'm open to suggestions.
Maybe by April, they're saying, Ford's saying maybe by April they'll have them. Thanks for the call, Stan. We've got a hug on the block heater situation with Gord. Hi, Gord.
Hello, Brent. How are you this morning?
Doing well. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you. Brent, I have a good thing to say. We have a little Kia Soul that we bought, and 2 years ago here, almost, we had about the same problem. You know, they came out with the block heaters. They said it could drip down and cause a fire and not to park them in the garages or that anymore. So we got a letter, actually, from our insurance company saying that if we parked our vehicle in the garage and it caught on fire, the garage would not be covered.
Oh.
So I searched this out a little bit and everything, and I actually come up with a deal with Kia there. They gave me 3 years free oil changes on our 2014 Kia. 3 years full oil changes because I could not park it in the garage. And I said, I have to plug it in. We live in minus 40, 50 degree weather.
Yep.
And I have to plug it in. And that's why I bought the Kia to park in the garage. And now you're telling me I can't do it. So I need compensated. You know, it went back and forth for about a month. And then they sent me a letter saying that they would give me 3 years full oil changes.
That's good on them for doing that. But you're telling me the block heater itself, same issue with your Kia as these Ford recalls?
That's right. We got letters about 3 years ago on it.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
You know?
Well, and you got some. How often do you get your oil change, Gord, over the course of a year?
Every 5,000 clicks.
Yeah.
You know, if you look after your vehicles, they look after you.
Absolutely. Hey, Gord, well, thanks for that information. 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. Taylor in Saskatoon, what are you thinking on Hugs and Bugs?
Well, before I go mine, I just wanted to mention, too, I have a Ford and the same problem, so I just thought it was kind of convenient, so I thought I'd mention that.
Okay.
But my hug, I'll start with that, is for Team Canada. I think it's great that Sam Bennett's not on the roster. I don't think he's been scoring goals at all this year, and I also don't think, I think he causes lots of problems and penalties when he's on the ice. So I think that that was fantastic of them to do that.
You're pretty happy with the rest of the lineup?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it looks strong.
I think Bo Horvat is going to add great face-off percentage for our team, and I think people will be surprised. The other thing I want my bug is, you're talking about it this morning with the police and how they...
Right, the mandate.
Yeah. Like, I'll be honest, like, I'm all for, I don't really drink, so I'm kind of neutral on the topic, but I also do think how, like, where does a breach of privacy come into play here? Because I guess where I would go with that is kind of sort of the same concept as what that lawyer was talking about, is like, how do you know, is there going to be a regulation in place for these police officers then? How do you know who's a good cop and bad cop? How do you know who's trying to do it for the right reason and who's trying to do it because they want to be, you know, Sergeant Slaughter kind of thing, right? Like, I get that. That's my bug. It's like, it's great coming out with all these regulations and laws to keep people safe, but how do we also keep people safe from law enforcement?
Well, and it will be totally the officer's discretion if they decide they're going to pull you over and have you take the test. I found what the lawyer had to say quite interesting as well. But coming up after 12 noon, we've got Sergeant Ray Robertson from the Saskatoon Police, and we'll get into that a little bit more with him as well, talking about, you know, it's strictly by the sounds of things, totally up to the officer whether or not they're going to pull you over and administer a test. So it'll be interesting to see if this ever does get challenged in the Supreme Court. Taylor, thanks for the call, and Happy New Year to you. 1-877-332-8255. Whoa. I'm just looking, all of a sudden we got all these texts here. Cameron, it's a new year. I better get these bugs off my chest. People over the age of 25 who insist on loud exhaust pipes. People who are not visually impaired but insist on wearing sunglasses indoors. That's a bug, is it? And also Cam says he's bugged by those who hold their phones at arm's length and yell their conversation as if they were the town crier. I get that one, Cam. You know, nothing worse than being in a restaurant or some kind of a public setting. Why people feel they got to talk through the speaker on their phone, that bugs me too. This might be a sign of our age, Cam. Anything on your mind? It's all about bugs and hugs. Maybe you got a New Year's resolution and you want to go public with it. That's the way, right? You know, tell the world you're going to do it. And that'll add a little more incentive to actually follow through. 1-877-332-8255. You're listening to The Evan Bray Show. Brent Laux filling in one more day on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
You're the best friends anybody ever had.
Well, the jerk store called. They're running out of you.
Bring it in. I will only be checking somewhat satisfied on our comment card.
You know what really grinds my gears? Bug me!
For Alibi Vodka.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
What's bugging you? Santa didn't bring you what you really wanted for Christmas? Or maybe you got something really cool for Christmas you weren't expecting. Send out a hug, send out a bug, 1-877-332-8255. Maybe you've got a New Year's resolution. It's always better to make it public. You know, if you keep it secret and you don't follow through, then you'll just beat yourself up. But if you go public with it, this is my line of thinking here. If you go public with it, then there's added pressure on you to follow through. You don't want to be embarrassed, do you? I prefer not to tell people. That's the way I operate. 1-877-332-TALK. 1-877-332-8255. We're doing this till 11 o'clock. Bugs, hugs, resolutions, anything on your mind? 1-877-332-8255. Oh, man. Some of our listeners are just the funniest people. Nick says, I've got a hug for lawmakers who are approving the roadside testing, more of them. Saskatchewan is such a drinking problem that liquor stores were considered essential during COVID so that alcoholics in withdrawal did not clog up emergency rooms. Nick says we have to think outside the box to combat those who choose to endanger others on the road. Good point. But then Nick goes on to say, he says, my resolution for 2026 is to eat better and start working out a little. I think we would all agree with that. Nick says, I finalized my divorce this past year, and I need to mold my dad bod into something more mateable to the single middle-aged women out there. You know, I should tell Evan, he should do a show on middle-aged dating. What's that world like nowadays? I bet we'd get some interesting input on that at 1-877-332-8255. Ari says there's a very simple solution to people who talk on a speakerphone in public. Join the conversation. Feel free to step in and respond. Nothing will get them off that speaker quicker than some stranger sitting down beside them answering their friend's questions. Too late. I just read the back end of your text there, Ari, at 1-877-332-8255. What else have we got? Oh, I wanted to get back to some of the texts that we had regarding the tipping. I was saying how there's this new legislation that took effect yesterday, January 1st, and basically it means that all workers who are in an industry where they are paid tips or call in sick, there are these changes that have been made. But the tip one basically says now the new rule prevents employers from deducting or withholding tips from employees. The province says that workers who have had their tips held back will now be able to file a complaint with the Director of Employment Standards, who could then force an employer to pay what's owed. What about, though, as I'm thinking about this, and I don't have an issue with it. I think it's probably a smart idea. I know a lot of people texting in talking about the restaurant industry, the service industry being very difficult and very challenging and unscrupulous owners. So this holds them to account more. But I'm thinking as well, what about those businesses that when you go to pay for something, you know, I guess it's more on me. I'm a softie. Somebody hands me a pad and it's already got the tip set up, I'm probably going to give them a tip. Even when I go through Starbucks, I'm not a Starbucks guy, but my wife will want me to get her a latte. So I go through and they hand you the thing. And so it's like $6 and I end up going, okay, I'll give them a buck. I'm just too soft. You know, I got to get tougher on that. Maybe that's my New Year's resolution. Get tough on tips. Anyway, back to what we were talking about. Colleen from Buena Vista says, Brent, you clearly haven't worked in the service industry, particularly the restaurant or hair salon. No, I have not. Where wages are known to be low, often no paid lunch break or coffee break, and certainly no paid sick time. Dealing with obnoxious people and being on your feet hours on end, and you think a server should split their tips with the boss? I was just throwing it out there. I just wondered if maybe some do that. I don't know. There are many hardworking people who work in different capacities in the service industry. And, you know, and that's another thing in the splitting. Again, I don't know how it works. So I go to a restaurant, I order a meal, I pay for it, and I give them my, say, 20%. Who gets that then? Do they split it? Do they give some to the kitchen staff? I think they probably do. 1-877-332-8255. Oh, here's a great one. Dave in Regina. Dave says, I drove the Rolling Stones around Regina for a week when they were here, and I never got my tip of $2,500. Shame on Mick. Shame on Mick. Dave says, all the best to you people that tip who give cash directly to the worker. I like that too. It's just that, man, half the time I don't have any cash in my pocket nowadays. It's like a check. I was saying earlier, you know, it's the new year. Don't forget to sign your checks, 2026. And so many people saying, check, what's a check? Those were the days. That's a good point, though. I know one of our texters said, well, I carry a check in my wallet. You never know. I think I do that, too. I think I've got a check folded up in my wallet. 1-877-332-8255. Ooh, we got a text in here. No name, but a hug. Because my mom and dad got me a PS5, PlayStation 5 for Christmas. That's a sweet gift at 1-877-332-8255. Kathy in Regina. Kathy says, my resolution for 2026 and beyond is to never have a colonoscopy again. Okay, Kathy, I'll tell you my story. I've had three colonoscopies over the past 20 years. You know, the whole process leading up to the colonoscopy, that's the biggest issue. You know, the fluid you got to drink and you got to stay close to the bathroom. And it's, I get it. The process itself, once they put you under and they do the scope, yeah, no big deal. But I hope you stay healthy, Kathy, and you never have to have a colonoscopy again. 1-877-332-8255. Barb says, well, should you tip people who own their own business in their homes, such as massage or hairstylist, or maybe the restaurant owner serves you? Do you still give a tip? Oh, this is important stuff we're dealing with here at 1-877-332-8255. We're taking this right up till 11 o'clock at 1-877-332-8255. Bob, what's on your mind today? What's bugging you?
My bug has been tariffs and supply management.
Yep.
Trump has tariffs on softwood lumber.
Yep.
And they complain about supply management. What really is the difference between supply management and tariffs?
I don't think there's much other than the words.
Well, I believe that too. So why doesn't, when we negotiate with the U.S. and they keep pushing supply management, why don't we talk about their tariffs on softwood lumber, steel, aluminum,
yeah,
you name it.
Yeah, absolutely right. And it's going to be interesting to see those CUSMA negotiations. They're going to get underway here coming up, I do believe, in late January. They'll get the preliminary discussions going. And, yeah, never a dull moment when it comes to trade and tariffs and the economy. Bugs and hugs. We're going till 11 o'clock. Anything on your mind, call or text 1-877-332-8255. All part of the Evan Bray Show on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Woo! Come on, everybody, give it up.
Why don't you do the world a favor and pull your lip over your head and swallow?
Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Because they're all good kids until dried out, brain dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good.
I love it.
This is Bugs and Hugs
for Alibi Vodka.
Clap along if you feel like a room without roof.
Yes, Bugs and Hugs. 1-877-332-8255. Brent Laux taking your calls, taking your texts up till 11 this morning with our Bugs and Hugs. And we got a nice hug coming in from Ed, north of Saskatoon, Martinsville. Morning, Ed.
Good morning.
What's on your mind today as far as a bug or a hug?
Lots of hugs.
Okay, who to?
Long list here. I was having bad angina on Monday, and it starts with the Martinsville Paramedics, Ambulance Service, University Hospital, admitting, emergency, and finally the cardiac team, all the doctors and nurses up there, lots of hugs.
Oh, that's so good to hear.
I had bad angina and ended up with two stents and good to go back home.
Well, it's amazing what they can do with the heart nowadays, isn't it?
It is. Just awesome.
Well, that's great to hear. So a stressful beginning to your Christmas, but it all ended well, Ed. That's great. Martinsville paramedics and the staff at the University Hospital, the nurses, and in the cardiac unit there as well. Glad to hear you're up and at them, Ed. Have a great year ahead.
You as well. Happy New Year.
All right. Take care. 1-877-332-8255. Perry and Osler, you want to send out a hug?
Yeah, I want to send out a hug to Donald Trump. You know, he stood up to the situation in Nigeria, and he stood up to Iran in fall, which led to this, of the downfall of the regime. And now he's going to step in, and he won't be having any of this where they open up fire on the general public. He's going to step in, and he's going to put the run on Mark Carney, just like he did Justin Trudeau next year. And to me, that's really means a lot, because I just seen an article back prior to 2015. At times under Prime Minister Harper, our Canadian dollar was on par. At one point, it was $1.01 to the U.S. So because of all the liberal policies, which he's fighting with these tariffs are going to break the liberals' policies that took our dollar down to 70 cents. So he's not going to blink, and to me that means a lot. And because their price of their gas is going to go down half, the price of their groceries are going down, their income tax is going lower in the States, no tax on overtime and on tips, and ours is going up. So all these people who say, oh, I don't like Donald Trump and that, I got a bet going for the new year also, is that these people are going to do a 180, and they're the ones that are going to be crying crocodile tears.
Barry, thanks for the call. Happy New Year to you. Ken in Saskatoon. What's on your mind today, Ken?
Happy New Year, Brent. I got a bug and a hug.
What's that?
I got, first up, big hug out to the Friendship Inn, who serve awesome meals every day, like breakfast and dinner.
Yep.
And my huge bug is for the food bank. People that go there, and they drive up in Lincoln's, Cadillac, big SUVs. Like, if you can afford those vehicles, you can put plates on it, gas on it, insurance on it, you could sure be able to afford your groceries. You know how I get down there? I get on the bus, and I ride down under the bus.
Okay, Ken. Thanks a lot. Happy New Year to you. 1-877-332-8255. Hey, Roy, what's bugging you today?
Well, your program from start to finish so far has just been full of, my gosh, the topics you've run through. Okay, get this. Okay, I'm a BC guy. I've lived in Saskatchewan, ranched and logged in Saskatchewan now for 23 years. I'm now moving back home. My mom and dad got old. Anyways, I won't waste your time with all that, but I've got BC information that you would really be interested in.
Okay.
Talking about the gallbladders.
Yeah.
I was home a couple of weeks because I've been going back and forth, hauling stuff back and forth. I'm actually bringing hay out here to Saskatchewan, so if anybody's looking for bales, I got beautiful hay.
Okay.
Anyway, gallbladders. I run into a guy the other day on a ranch, near a ranch in BC, and he said, watch out for vehicles. You'll see Chinamen. These are Chinese guys coming out of Vancouver, and they're going up the lake where we live. Adams Lake runs way the hell and gone up in behind Valemont, Blue River, BC, into the, in extreme territories, eh? They're going up there, they're shooting the bears and taking their gallbladders back to Vancouver,
yep.
And they're selling them on the black market, as I texted you before, $125,000.
Yep.
And I'm thinking, like, what? And, like, and you're probably saying, what? And, yeah, that's what I said to the guy. And this is legitimate information, eh? And all of a sudden I hear out in Saskatchewan here, oh, some guys or some whatever got fined $12,000.
Yeah.
Well, what's up with that, eh? Anyways, you were talking about, block heaters. Yeah. I texted you. Yeah, block heaters, the public should know. You make sure you check your block heater every fall because we have had, like I said, we've got tons of Ford trucks, tractors, But, you know, all vehicles should be checked because it's just an accident looking for a happening, especially in Saskatchewan in the cold. And, you know, getting back to the fellow calling in about taking his block heater problem to the Ford dealership. There doesn't seem to be any responsibility with any of these manufacturers anymore. But you have to understand, and any farmer would tell you, block heaters do wear out. They short out. They'll burn your vehicle up. They'll burn your house down. Like I say, just be careful with them.
Well, I even find from my own experience, you don't know that there's not even one there until you go to use it. I remember my wife bought a car. This is a number of years ago. Winter rolled along, and I said, I got to better dig out the heater cord, the block heater cord. So you get under the hood and no cord. So you think, oh, they must have forgot to put the cord on. Same thing. Then you find out there wasn't one in the vehicle in the first place. And it used to be living on the prairies, every vehicle would have had one. It's just a different world in manufacturing nowadays.
No, actually, okay, and a suggestion to the public with that. We use circulating pumps on our tractors now.
Yep.
Some guys with diesel pickups, especially in the oil fields and our logging, we have special heaters that we put in. They're not cheap. They're very expensive to put in to keep the fuel warm, to keep our trucks, they don't freeze up. But I got these things actually at an auction sale, found them by accident, never seen them. They're a magnetic heater,
yep.
And all they are is a little block. I have three of them that are 200 watts each, and I'm sure one of those little 200 watt little block magnets, they're magnetized, and all you do is pop them onto your pan,
yep.
If it's metal, and they work fine. I actually use one on my Skidoo or two because... You know what happens when it gets cold with Skidoos? They don't want to start either.
Yeah, yeah.
There's all kinds of means, but like it gets expensive when you start cutting hoses under your hood, and for the general public, it's not really worthwhile. But those magnets, they work, and I'm sure Canadian Tire probably still sells them.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely right, Roy. You've given us a lot of good content, Roy. I appreciate you listening, and safe travels back to BC.
One other thing, you're talking about supply management and tariffs. I milk cows for years on the coast, and supply management, all I seen was the farmers, well, they got very well off, the dairy farmers, whereas us beef farmers, for years, we still use the same tractors, the same mowers, the same balers, but we didn't get very well off. But I think the cattle industry now is in better shape for not having supply management.
Yeah.
And one last thing. Well, I got you on the phone, and I'm leaving the province, so nobody knows where I am. I don't know if you're aware of, in the logging industry, but in Saskatchewan, they call it tree farming. Now, and also in New Brunswick, logging in New Brunswick is also called tree farming. And I don't know if the public or you're even aware of it, hasn't come up. But overtime is not paid to the loggers in the bush in either New Brunswick or Saskatchewan. And they are the only two provinces, as I know, that do not pay overtime. Consequently, if you want more money, you work more hours. But I've been at it for 41 years. And in the province of Saskatchewan, I work 8 months of the year. I worked 56 hours a week, no overtime, and all I did was build my employers $1 million shop with my overtime. Not only me, but my coworkers. And I think this should be brought up somewhere, because all of a sudden now, actually, after listening to all the fire episodes this past spring, which I was completely, absolutely just mind-boggled, some of these issues need to be addressed.
Okay, Roy, I got to go. I appreciate all the stuff that you got for us today, but safe travels back to the West Coast, eh?
Well, and a happy New Year to everyone in Saskatchewan. The riders, I am taking my rider's flag with me to BC.
All right, safe travels. 1-877-332-8255. Evan Bray Show continues on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Super duper! That's nice!
That's awesome!
Way to go! Neato, okay?
Oh!
just want to give you a big hug.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka.
I gotta say, I'm really enjoying my time over the past few weeks where I've been filling in occasionally on the Evan Bray Show. Evan will be back here on Monday. I promise. Guaranteed. Count on it, okay? But thanks to all the listeners who are joining along with our texts and our phone calls at 1-877-332-8255. All part of our Bugs and Hugs. Anything on your mind? Like Lloyd in Prince Albert. Good morning, Lloyd. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Brent. I'm really bugged with Putin. I don't know whether you caught the news recently. Supposedly, his house in the Soviet Union was bombed. Now, this is ironic because days before, he sent over 400-plus drones and 30-plus missiles into the Ukraine at non-military targets. Mm-hmm. Like, this war is going to go on forever, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it was one of his homes. He's got a bunch of them. This was in the northwest part of Russia. It was quite some distance that this drone had to fly, but they targeted this house of his, and then Trump came out and basically said, oh, not good timing, you shouldn't have done it. Well, you're right, the Russians continue to target non-military assets all through Ukraine as well.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah, and then it's interesting, Trump and Zelensky met here just within the past week or so. Certainly sounds a little more positive coming out of that, but we've been there before, haven't we?
Many times, unfortunately.
Yeah. Okay, thanks for the call, Lloyd. 1-877-332-8255. Rosie in Saskatoon. What's bugging you, Rosie?
The cost of swimming is going up in the city, and families need to have activity. Why would you target families, you know, with a higher cost for taking their families swimming?
Well, you know, it's interesting, isn't it? That's the way of the world nowadays, is Saskatoon City Council. I think our mayor in Saskatoon even said she was proud of the fact they were able to keep the property tax increase to, I think it's 6.9% or so. But then you start reading the detail about all the fees, transit, as you're saying, swimming, everything else you're starting to pay more for as well.
Exactly. It doesn't make sense to get, you know, families away from the TV and from games and stuff in the houses. Like, activity for health is great.
Absolutely right.
And fun for the children. Like, I mean, it's really sad that we have to do that. And, you know, besides, then people are not paying for the transit. They're riding free. Well, okay, so do you have to recoup from swimming because these people are riding free?
Yeah, good point, Rosie. Thanks so much for the call at 1-877-332-8255. Another fee that is coming in Saskatoon with the new year, and this comes from the personal experience of a guy I work with here. Just before New Year's this past week, he had a sewage backup in his house. So he called the city emergency line, and great, they sent a crew out in a timely manner and did the snake down the line and found he had some tree roots, and they were able to clear it out and get it operational again. Now, if that would have happened today, he would have had to pay a $75 fee. They have now added, you know, when you would have a sewage line issue and the city crew comes out, that was all just part of the package of being a property owner or a renter, I guess, too. But now there is a new $75 fee for emergency sanitary sewer maintenance services here in Saskatoon. 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. This block heater thing, getting a lot of good texts and calls on that. And if you're just joining us, what it is we were talking earlier about car fires and how quite often these car fires come about because of faulty block heaters or issues with a leaking block heater. And a lot of the car companies have got a recall on. We were talking specifically about Ford has got a recall on for, oh boy, it's almost 60,000 vehicles. But the problem is you go to get your block heater changed or replaced, they don't have that part yet, maybe spring. But it's not just Fords. Hearing from a lot of people, we'll share some of those with you coming up just after the top of the hour. But you know what else is coming up? Right after the 11 o'clock news, it's Eatin' Time with Belton Johnson, powered by the Saskatchewan Cattle Association. Cattle Association? Well, of course, we're talking beef. Beef soup, to be exact. We'll get into that here after the news as the Evan Bray Show continues on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.